Jesus, 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 Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for being the God and the Father of planet Earth. Thank you for coming down and being the Redeemer through your blood sacrifice. We love you. We can't thank you enough. So be it.
Yes, Jesus. We adore you, baby, on this Merry Christmas Day. This is June 26, 2016 A.D. in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. We're going to find out more important scriptures, or we're going to get referenced about the power of worshiping Jesus, the power and the realistic and the legalization of worshiping Jesus. People wonder, is it legal to worship the Son of God, Jesus? Is it okay to do that? Is it proper to do that? Is it valuable to do that? Are there French benefits to do that? We're going to find out. We're going to give you some about 15 scripture references. My brother's going to give you the reference, and we will talk about them. And you can look in the Holy Bible. You can take notes, write it down, put it in your phone, Twitter, whatever, to show the power of the Son of God. A lot of people think that God has given limited power to the Son of God. The Scripture declares that God, Jehovah, has given all power to the Son of God on planet Earth. This Earth belongs to Jesus, the Eternal Christ, and Jesus is a dispenser of all this magnanimous energy, this fantabulous Holy Ghost on every coast, from the England coast to the Ivory Coast, from the Pacific coast to the Atlantic coast, from the Indian Ocean coast to the South China Sea's coast, the Holy Ghost, whom we love the most. Ladies and gentlemen, so on this great day, we give honor and gracious respect to the great Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, the King Immortal, the King Eternal, the King Magnanimous, the King Fantabulous, the King Grand Glabitous. It just excitement to know that Jesus Christ is our Lord, Jesus Christ is our friend, Jesus Christ is our guide. And we thank Jesus for action happening around the world, from the UK, from the United Kingdom, to the United States of America. You heard the news about elections, how the EU has failed, or how people are voting for freedom and democracy. And the main thing is to trust in Jesus Christ. So we say, good day, mate. Good day, mate. We give glory to Jesus. We want to let you hear the choir sing, the Young Boys Choir, live here at South London, England. You hear the boys singing, the great youth choir. Ding, dong, ding, dong. And as you hear these words, listen to the words of this song. Treasure the words of Lord Jesus' song. Glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus, Jesus, baby.
Glory. You got that right. This is Son of God University, baby. Jesus is the King, the ruler, the master. He is the father of this planet.
Yes.
Jesus is our creator. Jesus. Thank you for listening, people in the celestial realm, who's up in the heaven, who have transcended to the celestial realm by dying or just having came to earth. Thank you for listening. We know that Jesus has allowed you to listen to through BBS this radio program, Son of God University. And the people in the hellish realm, Yes. Thank you for listening. Remember, Jah Jesus is your power to get out of there. All you that's listening, Jah Jesus is so merciful that he allows you to stop the hellish ram that you can go and you can listen. Now, that is a merciful God. Jah Jesus has allowed you in all kinds of hellish realm to come and listen. And all I can say to you, use the power of the name, my brothers and sisters, that's down in there. And of course, yours truly here on planet Earth, my brothers and sisters, over billions of people listening. Thank you for listening. And remember, Jah Jesus is the power. That name is the power. And then you got to ride along with that. Ghost Holy, the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You need that power to become a Christian, to live in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Remember, you got to have that Spirit within you. You cannot really, truly call yourself a Christian without the Spirit. Even you got the divine fire in it. You want the power, because without the power, you can't do nothing. You can't overcome nothing. You're going to still do the things over and over again until you get the power of Jesus Christ in your life, and that's the Holy Spirit, and that is Jesus' Ghost Holy or Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it. We can call it the power of energy. You can call it the light of Christ. It's the same thing, that power, you know, that universal cosmic energy that's everywhere present that comes into your body and redeems your body. That is your redeeming force to become God's or goddess's light. Jesus said, didn't you know that ye are God? Don't you know what you are? Don't you know what your power is? That you are junior God under Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Jesus, Judah. Excuse me, Jesus, the tribe of Judah. So the point is that Jesus, this powerful being, you can worship him, like my loving brother said. He's very worthy of worship. Amen. Why shouldn't? Remember, back in time, eons in time, it was Jesus and it was the Father, Jehovah. They were roaring in this cosmic force of energy.
Yes.
And then they decided to come down in body form. They came together with Jehovah encouraging his son. Remember, they were always together. So this is a powerful being. He was always with the Father. People don't know that, but he was always there with the Father from the beginning. And then they start creating. The Father, Jehovah, was creating. Then he taught his son to create. And they start creating thousands and billions of worlds, you know. So these beings has always been together. And then let's get to the story here. So then Jehovah, the creator, and he created who? Adam, you know, at Tita Dome. And then let's go to Eve. I don't want to go to that other being. That was the first one.
Right.
And then Eve. You know, it was one before him, but it was a lot of problems.
Right.
You know, and we want to eliminate these problems right now. If you want to know more about it, you can go to the Lost Books of the Bible, and you can see what being was there at first that cursed Jesus and cursed Jehovah and went to hell. But let's move on to Eva, the beautiful girl that came to Adam's life. Remember, they were living souls. They weren't like us at all. Remember, Jehovah created them.
Right.
Jehovah created them too.
The trouble God.
The trouble God. The one that likes trouble, you know. And so, by saying that, then, you know, he was in the garden. And then after they fell, after Eve ate the marijuana plant, her eyes opened, and then they fell from their grace, you know. Then she gave it to Adam. He ate it. So then they fell, and then they had to get out the garden. Then after that, they had to have a baby. You know, they used to could produce babies by mental, you know, into the woman. But now they have to be physical. They become a physical being now, and the woman had to bear all the pain because she, the first one that sinned. So she had to bear the woman. So that's why she has pain to the day when she's bearing the child. So the woman is bearing the child. So now everybody that is born of a woman is Jesus' territory. Jesus begged the Father before this happened, I have a plan. And he begged the Father for a long time. The Father said, okay, I'm going to give everything unto you. You're going to be their God. You're going to be their Father. You're going to be the creator of that planet. You're going to do it. So Jesus recreated this planet for us.
Yes.
Jesus did, not Jehovah. Jehovah has nothing to do with it. The trouble God had nothing to do with it. Remember, Jesus created this planet. He created this planet for all of us here. And the reason he did, because Jehovah's planet was crashing all the time. It was always some sin, because remember, those fallen angels came to earth and was always trouble, you know.
Right.
And then the negative forces will always bend the humans into the negative. So Jesus said, and then, see, it was translucent there. It was easy to fall. The least bit of sin will fall, make the kingdom fall. It could be no sin. So Jesus said, let me put a plan together that if people do sin, they could be forgiven and they can still make it. Because it seems like on this planet, it's going to be trouble. The Father, Jehovah, made a plan, but it's not working. You know, you have Lemuria, you have Mu, you have Atlantis, all these kingdoms, they just fail. It was always something going, because no human can live without sin. You know, it was always something. So Jesus created this planet. It's hard as rock, you know. So he made it hard like that. He made our bodies physical so we can do a lot of sin he don't want us to.
Right.
But still, he knows the end for the beginning, and he knows that some of us will come out of that and become victorious and become transfigured into gods and goddesses. That's the only reason that we are on earth here. Our main goal here on earth, our destiny, is to become a god or a goddess. Now, sometimes you may not make it, and you may have to, you can't live forever in your sins, and Jesus knows what's going to happen. He knows if you're going to make it. Now, sometimes you're allowed to die, and that's just, you're alive, so then you go back to the celestial realm again. But the power is in the human who's become a god or goddess. You know why? Because you have a physical body, and your body is gleaming with light of the Christ energy. Your body is transformed. It's still physical, but it's electrified through that Christ energy, and you become a glowing God like Jesus. That's why he's so dynamic, because there's no planet on the universe that is like this. All planets are celestial. This is a physical planet, and then you can transform your physical body, and it's more dense, so it's going to glow more. It's going to be more dynamic. That's why when he goes, anywhere he goes, people say, whoa, this guy is glowing, because of the Christ energy. It's a regenerated energy, and because you have the physical body. You have this dynamic physical body. It's worth something. It's not worth, my brothers and sisters on earth, this to go down in the grave. If you want to go that, you have a free choice. But he wants you to live. Everybody wants to live. If something's wrong that people don't want to live, they want to die. It's nothing wrong. You have a free choice. Remember, Jesus is under the free choice union. He
right.
gives you a free choice what you want to do. Now, we're telling you the higher laws here at Son of God University. Why you are here on this glorious planet Earth, you're not here. You're here to be happy, to live glorious and victorious through Jesus Christ and his Ghost Holy, or the Holy Ghost. That's the power that helps you to live victorious. That's the power that helps you get rid of all your sins. It's the power. It's not a class that you can go to. It's not the scriptures that you can study. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that gives you the power that you can go and you can live powerful and victorious. Without that power, you can do nothing. While the Christian churches is here trying to proclaim Jesus, they're not living under the power of Jesus. They don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. They may have a nice preacher that's saying something that's very relevant and stuff, but are they living under the power of the Holy Ghost? If they don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, it's a dead church. You know, you don't have any power. You're not living through the power. You have a sickness. You have a shut-in list. You have this and that. basically, what did Jesus do? He healed the people. If you under the power and anointing, you will heal these people under the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, this Holy Ghost gives you peace of mind. This Holy Ghost protects you. Like my brother said, why do you worship Jesus? You worship Jesus because when you worship Jesus and you call on that powerful name, man, you're going to get angels to attend you because they love the name of Jesus. You're going to have the Holy Ghost around you to protect you. Remember, it's a force. It's intelligence. It can protect bullets. It can protect you from anything. It can guide you. It can lift you up. It can do all things. This power, they call the universal force. But it really is Jesus' energy. This energy can help you all around you. Then you have the gods that come around you, and the goddesses. When you call that name, look at all that hierarchy that you have around you, plus the Holy Ghost. By calling and living the Holy Ghost and praising Jesus' name, you can't go wrong. It's the power. We're into the power of everybody wants power. Get into the Holy Ghost. Ask Jesus for that Holy Ghost, because when you ask Jesus, he's the only one that can baptize you, not Mohammed, not Buddha. They can't baptize you. Great prophets, you know, not Krishna, they can't baptize him. Remember, he's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. He is the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, not Jesus. But by saying that, this Jesus is so powerful that you can worship him too. Don't leave him out, because if it wasn't from him, we wouldn't have this earth. He's worthy to be worshipped. We wouldn't have this earth or nothing. You know, I know people feel Jehovah, the trouble God. I know you want to worship him. You say God, you say Father, and usually when you say Father, your mind is where your conscience is. Your mind is not thinking of Jesus. Your mind is thinking about Father Jehovah. And so when you do that, you're not getting no benefits. It's not doing nothing. Jehovah is saying, hey, worship my son. Why in the hell are you worshiping me? Right. Go to my son. You know, he's the one that did it. I didn't do anything. I'm just here causing trouble on earth. So so why are you worshiping me? You shouldn't worship me, because I like what's going on. I like trouble, because I tell my sons all the time, look at this. This is going on. That's right. I like action. But Jesus is head of this. Jesus is the king. He's the ruler of it. You know, he's the one that created this. He came in a physical body just like you. Yeah. He's the one that came. I didn't come down here. He came. I have a celestial body. But this Jesus has a celestial and a physical body. Yeah. Dynamic. Nobody else can have that. A physical and a celestial? Come on. That's this divine. Jesus, that's dynamic. He came to this earth. So why you keep going worshiping me? I can do nothing to you. I have no power on this earth. I told all my angels, seraphim, everybody to worship Jesus. I said in the scriptures of Hebrews, why in the hell are you worshiping me? Why do you keep saying God? No power. Why don't you say Jesus? Jesus is the power, man. It's the name. It's the power. Then, too, well, better yet, after you say that, why don't you ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins, and then ask for the Holy Ghost and start praising Jesus. Don't just say, oh, you can say this prayer, and now you saved. Okay, you saved. You forgive for your sins, you're saved. No such thing. No, no, no. You got to get the Ghost Holy. Without the Ghost Holy, you cannot be saved. Without the Ghost Holy, without the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that is the power to help save you. That is your redeeming force. Jesus came down here, he gave it to you, he said, I got to get the hell out of here, for you can look to the Holy Ghost, and I can get some glory, too, through the Holy Ghost, and you can praise me, too, because I can come down here, too, and touch you. I can come down here, too, and redeem you, but mainly, it's the Holy Ghost. I can touch you, I can come down here, I can do everything. I can do business. He still does business on this planet. People think he's gone. No, 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 no. He's very active. He comes to this planet. He reveals to who he wants to reveal. He helps people. He does a lot of stuff. But he wants you to trust in the Holy Ghost within you. Remember, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's all around you, all through you. That Aranus force, that Jesus force is here. That cosmic energy is around you. That's what he wants you to trust. Remember, you have the dynamic consciousness within you, but get the dynamic forces in every cell of your body. When you get the Holy Ghost, it goes into every cell from your head to toe. That's the difference of just having Jah Jesus in your heart. You get it, everything. So then you move and groove, and every cell is starting to transform into youthness. The power is helping you get rid of all your negative traits. That's the power that does it. The Christian church don't have the key. The key is the Ghost Holy, baby. And my brother has all the scriptures to tell you to worship Jesus before you can get this Ghost Holy, and worship Jesus before you can have the power to live in this 21st century, baby. Jah Jesus, this is Son of God University, and my brother who's the president, sweetie, will now tell you the scriptures.
That's right, baby. You heard it live here at Son of God University, broadcasting on BBS radio station. And BBS glorious radio station we love is in Paradise, California, in the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under one God, Jah J. Soucy, with liberty and justice for all. The internet radio station, isn't it magnanimous? My brother, how that magnanimous station is in Paradise, California, West Coast, United States of America. We be in South London, England, over at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and we can all work together, and we can still hear one another. What kind of omnipresent power do we glorify? It must be the Holy Ghost. You see, the power of Jesus is real, sweetheart. We can be all over the planet, hither and thither, and the truth is established. We speak the live on planet Earth live to all the peoples of the world and to the people like my brother, loving him, sweetheart, brother, and the celestial realms of Gloria, terrestrial realms, and into the celestial and the hellish realms of the purgatory realms and various training centers. Every spirit needs to get truth with Christ Jesus. Every body needs to become truth with Christ Jesus. Now, it's verified that you must have the Holy Ghost. It's, you know, this is a real power. You cannot fully worship Jesus Christ if you don't have the Holy Ghost. That power is just, like my sweetheart brother said, it is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This living force is so grand. My brother, can the Secretary of State give this power?
You talking about Miss? I'm just going to say Hillary Clinton.
Right, yeah, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Or the other secretary that's active, what's his name? John Kerry.
No.
Can he give the Holy Ghost?
No, you know he
can. Okay, we bless these candidates and politicians, but we know, as we heard my brother testify, it comes from Jah Jesus Christ. Matthew, the third chapter, speaks about when you come to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ will baptize you with Holy Spirit, the fire of love, the great, glorious ball of fire, where you can just ram in the ram of love and light, where every day becomes one eternal day. Remember, St. Peter said, the day of the Lord is 1,000 years is as one day to the Lord Jesus, and one day is as 1,000 years, and one eternity, eternal day, the day, the night, the sunrise, the sunset, the twilight, the dawn, all that is magnified and inspired by the Lord Jesus Christ, created and formulated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and moved and motivated by the Spirit of Christ Jesus. So, you want to know who created the world? My brother just told you, that Jesus Christ. It's in the first chapter of the Gospel of St. John. In the beginning was the living Jesus Christ, the Word. The Word, living Jesus, was with God, and the living Jesus was equal and to as the same as God, and the same living Jesus was with God in the beginning. All things were made by the living Jesus, and nothing was made that was not made without the living Jesus. All worlds were made by Jesus. All worlds were made for Jesus. All worlds were made through Jesus. All men were made of Jesus. All human flesh came out of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is dynamic. Jesus Christ is respected on all planetary systems and on all other worlds. They recognize this supreme divine Son of God. What in the earth are you earth people doing? And you so-called Christians, you are not worshiping Jesus. I got 15 scriptures, and that's just a small portion. It's many more through the Bible that prove to worship Jesus. My brother's going to read them off, and I will elaborate. Go ahead, my brother.
Okay. We have first Luke 24:52, Mark 5:6, Mark 7:7, Hebrews 1:6, Matthew 9:18, Matthew 2, Matthew 4, 10, Matthew 2, 2, Matthew 2, 8, Matthew 2, 11, Matthew 14, 33, Matthew 15, 25, Matthew 20, 20, Matthew 28, 9, Matthew 28, 17. That's a lot of scriptures that's going through the worship of God, Jesus Christ. I know a lot of people want to know, should we do it? So my brother has said, hey, tell you the scriptures. These are the scriptures, especially for the Christian world, that's unbelievers, that worship God, Jesus.
That's right, baby. You heard it live here on Son of God University, God, Jesus Christ International. Now, Matthew, St. Matthew must really be a worshiper of Jesus, because there's a lot of rarefications in there, you know. And if you go, there's actually more. We just got a skim of that from my beautiful sweetheart wife that recorded that for us. And you can check out the book of Acts, the book of Revelations, the book of Colossians, even the book of Daniel in the Old Covenant. It tells about, in the book of Ezekiel, how the divine worship to the Son of God is to be. And If we were too fast on quoting scripture, then you can hear the archives again, free archives. You can tune in again or call that phone number or our email, our Gmail, what is it, JohnJesusBaby.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact that or whatever you want to contact. If you got any questions, complaints, praise reports, ball-out reports, we receive them all, baby, because we love you all. Regardless of race, creed, color, religion, national origin, or gender or sexuality, we love people. We love humanity. We love the world as God loved the world. God sent his son, Jesus. Jesus loves the world, so do we. And we're, because it says that Jesus, God so loved the world, 3:16, John 3:16, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever liveth and believeth in him should not die, but live forever. See, that's on the glory to Jesus version. The King James says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever liveth and believeth in him should not perish, but shall have life everlasting. Everlasting is ever living. Do you want to die? Do you want to live? Have you made funeral plans? Have you made your will out? Do you have a lot of money to send somewhere? You don't know who to send it to? Send it to me, baby. I can use it, baby. You send it to Son of God University if you got a will and you decide to die and you just want to get rid of money. Now, we're not wishing you death. No, 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 sweethearts. We're not wishing you any death. We don't beg for money. We don't collect money. We don't ask for money. But I'm saying if you just got money to give away and just don't know what to do with it, hey, Merry Christmas, baby. Here we are, right here. You see? And like I said the other yesterday month, you got dollar bills that you don't like the name of the I, all saying I, on the back of the $1 bill of the United States of America currency. I heard Christian ministers, they say it's a devil sign. They say that it's negative because of the pyramid of Giza in Egypt. No, 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 sweetheart. That was led by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Study your history. Study U.S. history. Study American history. Study the 4th of July history, 1776. And if you have a doubt, just send them dollar bills to Son of God University. You get the, you get it on your screen. You get it, you get the address right there to the P.O. box, and I won't get mad. I'll be glad, and I'll be happy. Because if you people are against the emblem on the dollar bill, and it represents the Lord Jesus Christ, the all-seeing eye of the Lord Jesus Christ is right there, and you deny it, and you don't like it, hey, I love it. Send it to me. It'd be good. I'll do more than buy a Häagen-Dazs ice cream. I'll make use of it, baby. Matter of fact, I'm
gonna. Could you tell them what that means?
Okay, yes. Yeah, so let's get to the serious side. That dollar bill that we're, as a matter of fact, we're going to give a little bit of U.S. history because 4th of July is coming up in a few days. And this dollar bill signifies the pyramid. It's a pyramid, and we talked about it the other day, but we got new listeners all the time. And there's a capstone of the pyramid, there's a gap between, and there's a capstone above it, and there's an all-seeing eye. That one eye, that's the single eye of Jesus Christ. That represents the Holy Ghost, the all-seeing eye of the omnipresent universal force of light, or the eternal Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. That all-seeing eye represents the power of God Almighty through Jesus Christ our Lord. And it lets us know that the pyramid represents the human body that can enter into the perfection of Jesus Christ's laws. Jesus said in Matthew 5:48, become perfected as the Heavenly Father is perfect in heaven. We can accomplish perfection here on the earth in a physical body by loving, agaping, worshiping Jesus, being transformed. And so that glorious insignia on the dollar bill signifies the Holy Spirit, all-seeing eye, the ultimate force that can quicken and renew every cell in our physical bodies. Now, that's dynamic when you think about it. We can stay young, not like some of these ministers use a Botox. They have a false eye, and they pump themselves up. Then they got a lizard chicken neck or a turkey neck or a chin. We won't mention any names. I could, my brother. You think I should mention names?
No.
Okay, I'll behave. I won't mention the names. But anywho, it's this all-seeing eye dollar bill, the emblem on the back, is a glorified seal of the United States of America. The Spirit of Jesus Christ led that art design by Jesus Christ's Spirit to represent his all-seeing eye throughout the whole universe. And how mankind, as my loving sweetheart brother said, we can become gods and goddesses under the administration of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ administration is greater than the Obama administration, is greater than the Russia administration, is greater than Vladimir Putin's administration, is greater than the Queen of England's administration, is greater than the Philippines president administration, is greater than the Merkel German administration. I can go on and on. In other words, the kingdom of Jesus Christ is the everlasting kingdom. That's what that dollar bill represents, the picture on the back side. It's a lot to that. Those pyramid, that divine shape of energy in the inner rooms of the pyramid is inner secret teachings of Jesus Christ. I know somebody who walked through the walls and went in there and got trained and was trained by the power of Jesus Christ. And they said, how did I get in here? How did I get through this? They said, you didn't. You didn't come through the door. You came through the walls. That spiritual power is real, my sweethearts. It's not witchcraft. It's not a figment of your imagination. It's a reality of the Spirit of God Almighty through Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord, the Holy Ghost. So that powerful insignia is representing the Spirit of Christ Almighty. And we need to get wrapped up in the Spirit of Jesus Christ Almighty. You got the scriptures of worshiping where they worship Jesus as a baby, Matthew, the first chapter, and my brother gave all the scriptures. You look them up. You check them out. We're not going to do it for you. You do your homework. You look it up. You search. You read it, and you feel it. And it shows the glory of Jesus Christ from a baby. Before he was a baby, he was worshipped. When he became a human being, he was worshipped. When he was a young teenager and an adult lad, he was worshipped. And as he ascended in the heavens, he was worshipped. I'll quote Matthew 28, chapter verse 17. And they held Jesus Christ by the feet, and they worshipped him as he was ascending. They worship. It's real, sweethearts. So that insignia on the dollar bill represents Jesus Christ. To put it in a nutshell, Jesus Christ. And that's the solid power of the universe, so help us, God Almighty, and we don't forget it. We shall remember it. And so think about that. Now, the American flag on the Independence Day, happy 4th of July, happy 2nd of July to the United States of America, coming up in a few days. Because the next program, we won't be back until after the 4th of July. So we're giving a little brief. The flag was motivated by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The blood, the red stripes, the 13 colonies represent the great shed blood of the men and who sacrificed their lives, or women, if there were any, in the military during those days to be free from the auspices of the England government rule at that particular time. Of course, now we're friends. We're here. You see, we're friends with the Great Britain and the Kingdom United. And so, but back in the day, we, you know, got the deliverance and to become a free colony. And then the white represent into the stripes the free states. So we went from colonization to 13 states. And before they were called states, they were called 13 republics. Republic represents freedom, you see, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Or as my son Donald Trump says, 2 Corinthians 3:17. I love that too. Where the Spirit of the Lord Jesus is, there is liberty. Now the Lord Jesus is that Spirit. Think about that, baby. So the stars represent the 50 states of the 50 republics of America, known as the 50 states of the United States. The blue, I'm giving it a brief, there's more to it, I'm giving you a brief description of U.S. history. The blue represents the Christ love, the penetrated blue sky where Christ Jesus is ruler, supreme, potentate king. The red represents also the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for all humankind in the world on planet Earth. So the American flag was inspired by the spirit of Jesus Christ. And so people wonder, why did we fly? Where did the flag come from? It's a spiritual deal. The United States of America was found on spiritual principles under the guidance of Jesus Christ of glory. So the churches in America today, rise up, O ye Presbyterian church. Rise up, O ye Catholic church. Rise up, O ye Baptist, Episcopalian, Mennonite, Mormon. There's so many denominations. Baptist, AME, CME, Episcopal, Pentecost, Apostolic, Church of God, Church of God in Christ, Church of Christ, Church of Christ Sciences, Church of Christ Holiness. It's just so many. Now, they're supposed to all represent Jesus Christ, Jehovah's Witness, whatever. There's just so many. So what we're saying, we don't hate nobody, sweetheart. There is denominations, and America got the freedom to worship at will Jesus Christ, whatever denomination they so say or so desire. It's not a state-dictated religion. It's freedom to worship Jesus Christ. This is why the forefathers came over here in the great USA. Happy July 2nd. Why do I keep saying Happy July 2nd, 1776? That was the day of freedom. That was the day of independence. The party balling celebration started July 4th, a couple of days later. That's why it's called 4th of July celebration. But the document was signed, and the freedom officially started on July 2nd, 1776. Glory to Jesus Christ. So over there in the great Pennsylvania state, what is it? Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know, with documents were stored. And back in the day, New York State was the capital, or New York City was the capital of the United States. Then later, it became Washington, D.C., or Washington District, Columbia. So much for history. If you want more history, study it. Go to school. Tell your teacher she's not a fool. Go swimming and see Steve Poole on Channel 4, Seattle, Washington, United States of America. Steve Poole is one of my great meteorologist friends. You might have heard me say that before when I used to say April Fool's on certain deals. Steve Poole is a sweetheart meteorologist and a great Pacific Northwest USA, and he's cool like that. He's smooth like that, and he's Poole like that because his name is Steve Poole.
And that is the United States of America and the great state of Washington.
Yes, located in the Pacific Northwest. That's about 946 miles from Paradise, California, right where our beautiful BBS radio station is right now, sweetheart. And we pray right now for California. Lord Jesus, may the fire cease. May that extreme heat be gone from the great state of California, New Mexico, and I believe Arizona, and anywhere else, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the west coast of the USA. And if anybody else is having forest fires, we command the divine water angels to manifest right away in the great name of Jesus. Jesus, baby. That's right. So we have the power to communicate with angels. We can command angels. Did you know that? We are a servant of Jesus Christ. We are sons of Jesus Christ. We have power with angels. They are servants for us, in case you didn't know. Angels serve gods, and they serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So if they serve gods, that'd be us, or whoever's a god. You know, we try to become gods, and, you know, we try to live right and do that which is right in the sight of the Lord Jesus. We try to be a nice Presbyterian, and we're not any denomination. And you know why I said Presbyterian? Because our new president, he said, Donald Trump, who was on the way, he said, I'm a Presbyterian. I'm a nice guy. I'm a Christian. I believe in God, and I believe in Jesus. I like what he said. You know, he's so cool and so sweet. So, now some people say, did he say the new president? Did he say that nigga say the new president? Did he say the new president? Well, don't you see the way the elections are going, sweetheart? Don't you see the hand of Almighty God through Jesus working this thing out in the Republic of America? Don't you see the Almighty hand of Jesus working through the Royal Republican Party, uniting them together, rallying around Donald John Jesus Trump? Don't you see what happened in Brezhnev over there in the great United Kingdom, the Great Britain, so they can get their name back? So we can say with pride, good day, mate, you see, and great joy. So, sweethearts, I want you to look at the powers of Jesus. This is something to think about. See, it's not a religious thing. You want to have the Holy Spirit in your life at all times. You want to activate this sacred power, this spirit of Jesus Christ, in your election, in your electoral votes. and the building up of your nation. The presidential candidate, what they call the presumption nominee, Donald John Trump, he says he's going to make America great and make America first. People have been tired of downtrodden. Don't that make sense, my brother, for the 4th of July coming up?
Oh, yeah.
For the celebration, you know, to rejoice and this great Republic of America, and how that the Royal Republican Convention commences in July. The date, I don't know yet. Nobody told me yet. I know it's July of this year. And anybody get the date, tell me, player, let me know what's happening, because I know it's soon, you know, coming soon. So the July convention, the Republican Party convention in July in the United States of America, and it's to be held right where the Cleveland Cavaliers won their first NBA championship, LeBron James. My brother, they haven't won a game in 52 years. So that wonderful, boring city became alive last week when they won. And that was the most watched basketball game in the world. And all these many years, I think it went above Michael Jordan's great time of watching. Not that Michael Jordan is not great. He's great. But what I mean, the California team, which is a very good team with Curry on it, what's it called? The Sacramento, am I getting it right here? Help me, Holy Ghost. The Sacramento Kings? No. What is it, my brother? Glory to Jesus. It's something with Jesus. Now, you know Jesus. We're praising you, Jesus. Now, we need to know Jesus. It's in California, and they played against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That I do know. And the Cavaliers won by a few points. They're both good teams, because when they were playing, it was like back-to-back, back-to-back. What I mean by the score, my brother, it was never a boring time. Mm. They would always be above, behind by 3 points, 2 points, 3 points, 4. It was very, very close game. So we salute LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers for their great victory, and I salute you. And I know some people that live in Ohio, Kennedy Johnson, Betty Johnson, and a few others of my colleagues, you know, I bless you and many, many others, and may you get excited. I salute you, and may you just lavish in the victory of the great basketball team that won. Glory to Jesus Christ.
God, Jesus, baby, we got that right. So as we move on in this thing, as far as God, Jesus, this
yes.
great King of glory, God, Jesus, when he was a baby, did you know that, you know, his sweat, and when he took a bath,
yes,
he was so divine that they saved the water, and they poured it, and they used it for healing.
That's right.
Now, this is not an ordinary being. You should be some. They have some of the scriptures on as far as when he was baby. Some is in the lost books of the Bible, and they have some in other scriptures. But that was one thing that stood out as far as. When he took a bath, he probably didn't have to take a bath, because remember, he was a divine baby. He wasn't an ordinary human body that a man had intercourse with a woman. Remember,
right.
The Holy Ghost went into Mary, so that's divine. So he was still had the spiritual and the physical, and his daddy was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so when he came to earth, a different kind of being, not like us. He just had a physical body. It wasn't Jehovah in Jesus' body. No, it was the Holy Spirit that was in there. And then Jesus has his own personality.
Yes.
Totally different from Jehovah. Totally different. One, you have a troubled person that likes action. Then you have a God that's a commander-in-chief of the earth. You know,
yes.
He is the commander-in-chief. He, and plus, better than that, he is our creator. He's the one that created our bodies. You know, he created these physical bodies. That's why people of this earth, we are dynamic beings. We are dynamic by having a human body. It's a pleasure to have a human body. Treat this human body with care. Take care of your human body. Then you can double take care of it. It's good to exercise, eat the right foods, but then, too, have your spiritual intake of the Holy all these things, and they're still breaking down. You know why? They don't have the spirit of God, Jesus. They don't have that spiritual energy energizing their bones, keeping them all healthy and strong. Remember, the spirit bypass all the good foods and everything. It's good to do that, but you got to do more. You got to have the power and the spirit of God, Jesus. You can do all this stuff if you want to, but we keep talking about the power, that power of the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost is very vitally important, and it's a sad thing when the churches of America, less than probably 1%, really acknowledge that, my brother.
Yes, bro, you're right.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They may say Jesus, and that's just like a question mark. They love to say Lord, and they love to say Father. We know who you're talking about, the trouble God, Jehovah.
Right.
And then they may say, oh, God, God, God. What does that mean? That's generic. I mean,
right.
Everybody has
no
a name. Suppose I keep saying you, my brother, man, man,
yeah.
Man. I mean, yeah, man, but hey, you want to hear your name.
Yes.
Same thing. Don't you think Jesus want to hear his name? You know?
Say my name.
Even Jehovah. You know, they
right.
say something to the Father. I mean, they say, but they don't even say Jehovah hardly no more or Jesus.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on, my loving brothers and sisters. You know the power. You know the name. Back in the day, people were into the name of Jesus. They were cursing demons in the name of Jesus. They were healing people in the name of Jesus. The revival is on now with Son of God University taking up that. Because, you know, when Shambach was here, he
right.
was cursing demons in the name of Jesus. He had those demons. People were getting healed. People were getting sanctified. People were
right.
getting saved. Back in the day, they used the power. Today, we're so sophisticated, we can't use the name. We use all kinds of things. Lord God, Lord God, anything
right.
else. We go all the way around. And then you wonder why everybody is getting sick. Why all these people are dying, why all this stuff has happened, disease and all that. Why is that? You're not into the power of the Holy Ghost. You don't have the power. You think you're saved? How can you be saved until the end of your testing as far as you
right.
go up? You're not saved until you get the power. Being a Christian, you have to have the power. Remember,
Amen.
They will, remember Jesus said, I got to get the hell out of here
before
I can send the Comforter. What is the Comforter?
The Holy Ghost.
What is the Comforter? The Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit. You got to have the Spirit. This is a spiritual thing. This is not such like a religious thing and that you just read the scriptures and you
right.
go through all the formalities. You go to church, you read the scriptures. That's nice. Jesus said, how they do in mockery. You know, you did that good thing. It doesn't give you any points to go to church. It doesn't give you any points to give the pimp your money. You're not getting no blessings. You may think you are. They're fooling you. You're not getting any points by going to choir rehearsal. You're not getting no points by cleaning the church. No, what you're getting points to is serving and praising God Jesus.
Amen.
And praising the Holy Ghost within you and
yes.
getting the Holy Ghost. That's where you're getting your points from. All this other extra stuff is just wasting time. You need to sit down and be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
The I am principle, that I am God within you. That's what you need to do, my loving brothers. That's the victory. That's the power. I can't say it enough. You need the power. The Holy Ghost is here. Remember, it's here right now. It's not far away. We're in the here and now. The Holy Ghost acts fast. Remember,
Amen.
It's the Spirit. It's omnipresent.
Yes.
When you pray with the Holy Ghost, it's a fast thing because you get into the omnipresence and you praying for somebody, boom, it's there, baby.
That's right.
You know, it's not no waiting time. You know, it's there. The Holy Ghost has power. Use that power, brother and sister, and you will be victorious and
yes.
dying on might.
The cannon. Yes. You know what, my sweetheart brother?
Yes.
When you were talking, and I was talking to the Holy Ghost gave me the name, the official, the proper name of the basketball team that was playing against Cleveland, Ohio. That was the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
And I was saying the Sacramento Kings, and I want to correct myself by the grace of the Holy Ghost. You see, sweetheart, this program is not rehearsed. We don't practice it. It just happens. And so, therefore, as you were talking about, do I hear the cannon playing? The cannon. Glory to Jesus. It's like the power of this Spirit. When I trusted the Holy Ghost and I communed to the Holy Ghost And then the Holy Ghost just spoke up, Golden State Warriors. So I want you to know, sweetheart, talk to the Holy Spirit. That name, the Holy Spirit has a name too. It's called Jajaisun, a.k.a. Jajaisun. You can talk to Jajaisun, the spirit within you. Remember, the first Adam was a living soul. The second Adam was a quickening spirit. Who was the quickening spirit? Jajaisun. Jajaisun, the Holy Ghost. That energy, let me know, and I'm so thrilled that it is the Golden State Warriors who, you know, played against Cleveland. And so, you see, sweetheart, you can find things as easy as something like that, a basketball name. Remember, Holy Spirit cares for you. I love you. My brother loves you. Until we meet again, happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July in the United States of America and throughout the world. And we say, God Jesus, baby. Good day.
You got that.
Namaste.